T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, good evening, fellow deplorables. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from America's heartland. Congratulations to Chiefs fans. One down, one to go. Great game, even with Mahomie out. Still pulled it off. Happy to have you join us this evening here at Wichita's home for local conservative talk radio. Thrilled to have you with us. If you want to give us a call, our studio lines are open as always. You can reach us at 316-869-1330. We have a great show planned for you tonight, and I do have to warn you, I have to give you the bad news, the sad news. Since the Chiefs made it tonight, we'll be off next week. I know. I know. I'm breaking hearts. It's okay. You can DVR Biden's inauguration and rewind it multiple times over and let it warm your cockles. That's what you can do. It can give you a warm, fuzzy tingle up your leg, as Chris Matthews had said. So thank you again for joining us this evening. I'm going to be sick. Tonight, Michael Austin from the Kansas Policy Institute is going to be with us to try and explain why Laura Kelly thinks now is a good time to raise your taxes. And I mean, I don't know, there's a little thing called a pandemic and a recession and a terrible economy, and her own Department of Labor can't seem to get checks out. But nah, we'll go ahead and raise your taxes. That's a great idea. We're going to talk with State Representative Aaron Coleman coming up here at the kickoff, our 8 o'clock hour. And Aaron's a unique guy. He and I first met, we've never actually met, but we met via Twitter last year when he wished that I died of COVID because I'm opposed to mask mandates. But we've actually patched things up. He apologized, and you know, now actually I'm defending him, because the party that is so mad that they want to kick out Republicans who dared to question the outcome of the 2020 election are trying to kick him out of the Kansas House. So we'll talk to Aaron Coleman here at 8 o'clock about that. Media and political strategist Adam Weiss will join us to discuss how Simon and Schuster are canceling Senator Josh Hawley's book deal, and the double standard the media purports when it comes to covering those D.C. protests. Autry Pruitt, the CEO of New Journey PAC, will be with us to discuss the serious concerns both the black community and Americans in general should have over Kamala Harris ascending to the vice presidency. So we've got a loaded show for you. 316-869-1330 if you want to join us. And, you know, I mentioned Kamala Harris becoming co-president. Wednesday will mark the inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the 46th president and co-president of the United States. And, you know, the Democrat talking heads and their propagandists, their allies in the media, are busy now selling a message of unity and bipartisanship and reaching across the aisle and rainbows and puppy dogs. And, you know, it's all going to be great because, well, Joe Biden's going to be president. But anyone with half a brain and a pulse, which rules out most Biden voters, can tell you that there is nothing. But this is the Potomac two-step here, folks. This is poppycock. It's bullpucky. This is garbage. If these left-wing partisan hacks were really looking to start off the Biden presidency with a spirit of unity, they wouldn't have impeached President Trump for something he didn't do in the first place. Clearly, impeachment is now something you do for revenge, something to get even or to, you know, to score political points. That's what impeachment has become as far as Democrats are concerned. And if Democrats really wanted to reach across the aisle, they wouldn't be calling for the resignations or expulsion of every Republican who even dared question the election results. If they truly wanted to unify, they wouldn't be trying to divide us. For example, here's Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell, who Nancy Pelosi appointed to be one of the House impeachment managers this week, by the way. Here he is viciously attacking the President of the United States during an interview that aired Wednesday, directly comparing Donald Trump with Osama bin Laden.
But they're saying holding him accountable is different from the people who directly were involved in tearing down the doors and rampaging the Capitol building.
Well, Osama bin Laden did not enter U.S. soil on September 11, but it was widely acknowledged that he was responsible for inspiring the attack on our country. And the president, with his words, using the words fight, with the speakers that he assembled that day, who called for trial by combat and said we have to take names and kick ass. That is hate speech that inspired and radicalized people to storm the Capitol.
Fight, take names, and kick butt. Apparently that is hate speech now. I mean, come on. You know, the party of unity and healing is trying to bring the country together by calling the duly elected president of the United States Osama bin Laden. How does that make sense? Or perhaps they were attempting to reach across the aisle and create a new atmosphere of bipartisanship when radical squad member Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley slammed her Republican colleagues just because they refused to wear face masks during the Capitol riots. Now, keep in mind, it's not like they had time to, you know, grab. I mean, they had to run. They were running. Some of them may have forgot a mask. Some maybe they didn't want to wear a mask because, oh, I don't know. They don't have to. But either way, she said they were criminals who committed chemical warfare.
These folks, I mean, they're just, it's criminal behavior, Don. I don't know what else to call it. They have been complicit from the very beginning and they're willful criminality to carry the water for Donald Trump and these science denials, which allowed this pandemic to rage out of control. And then by refusing to wear masks, this is criminal behavior. That's chemical warfare, so far as I'm concerned. And again, this is exactly why we should be moving. And I was very proud to be an original co-sponsor of Representative Bush's resolution calling for the expulsion of these members. They are unfit to serve.
I mean, seriously, this unfit to serve because they weren't wearing a mask. I mean, this is the mindset of the left. The left may talk about unity, but their attacks on Republicans and conservatives in particular has only intensified. I'm going to read to you what a recent blogger posted on Twitter. He said, and I'm quoting here, this is from the Palmer Report. He said, conservatives cannot be teachers, police officers, doctors, lawyers, coaches, or bosses. It's constitutionally unfair to others who are subjected to the conservatives' deranged judgment. Conservatives can do menial work, how generous of him, until they're ready to join the human race. We shouldn't be cold-hearted about this, but having a conservative as police officer, for instance, isn't much different from having a KKK member as a police officer. It's just not something that a civilized society can ever, ever tolerate. We should rehabilitate any conservatives who are willing to try. We should pay for them to undergo therapy and retraining so they can understand the world around them. But first, we must get them out of positions of influence because they're infringing on the rights of others. This is the liberal mindset, folks. Twitter banned the president of the United States after he posted he wasn't going to attend the inauguration, which, frankly, I'd rather go see paint dry than watch that. But this is acceptable? The Ayatollah still has his Twitter account, but not the president of the United States. And this is just a few examples of the personal attacks on Republicans. But rest assured, they're planning policy attacks as well. On his first day in office, Joe Biden intends a flurry of executive orders. They include rescinding the travel ban on Muslim countries, rejoining the Paris Climate Accords, issuing a mask mandate for federal property, and all interstate travel. He also plans to spend sweeping immigration legislation on his first day in office, providing a pathway to citizenship for 11 million illegals. This is a bipartisanship. This is a unifying platform. Earlier this week, he rolled out his $1.9 trillion coronavirus stimulus plan that included a bailout for blue states and a $15 mandatory federal minimum wage. Can't wait to hear how they explain how that's COVID-related. But either way, does this sound like a bipartisan legislative agenda to you? Even here in Kansas, the false message of unity and bipartisanship is being pushed by Democrats. In an op-ed in today's Kansas City Star, former governor and current Democrat puppet master Kathleen Sebelius called on Senator Roger Marshall and Congressman Ron Estes and Tracy Mann to resign, saying they violated their oaths of office they took, which promises that they will, quote, support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Now, what terrible deed did they commit that so vexed Kathleen she felt they must resign? They asked for an audit of the 2020 election. They dared to question the results of the 2020 election. Would someone please remind Kathleen Sebelius that back in 2005, Democrats objected to an Electoral College vote as well?
But I commend the senator from California for joining with members of the House, most particularly Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones, in raising the objection, because it does permit us to air some of these issues, something that I believe is necessary for the smooth functioning of our democracy and the integrity of the most precious right of any citizen, namely the right to vote.
Yes, and no one has more integrity than Hillary Clinton. So if Hillary Clinton thinks it was a good idea, it must have been a good idea. And, you know, Laura Kelly's not immune from this either. She, during her State of the State speech the other night, which was also sort of like watching paint dry, the governor managed to take multiple shots at former governors, shots at Republicans in the legislature, and to promote policies that have been overwhelmingly rejected by the people of Kansas time and time again. This is the same governor, mind you, that broke a deal with the legislature when they wouldn't agree with her plans to close churches while keeping abortion clinics open. Look, until the liberal media make it clear to the 74 million Americans who voted for the president, and even more for the down-ballot Republicans, that they don't view us as an enemy, as scum, the divide between us is only going to continue to grow. And here's the bottom line, folks. Reaching across the aisle is a noble ambition, but for it to be successful, both sides have to reach out to the other, and both sides have to give a little. Unity and bipartisanship are worthy goals, but they have to be included in some form of compromise from both sides. The Democratic definition of bipartisanship remains everyone else doing exactly what Democrats want without question. And folks, that's not bipartisan. That's a dictatorship. We'll take a quick break, and then media and political strategist Adam Weiss will join us to discuss why Simon & Schuster is canceling Senator Josh Hawley's book. Can't wait to hear that one. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.